Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
Great question in today from Melissa Grady. Thanks, Melissa. And I think Maria and Emer, you two, being women, are going to be completely and utterly interested in this. I mean, what topic do you think it could be? If you're into it, like...
If I'm personally into it, and Emer have regular conversations about the royal family.
Yeah, mm-hmm. royal family, an option, yeah.
What else, Emer?
Married first sight.
No.
Aubergines in particular.
Yeah, a lot of aubergine chat these days.
They are obsessed with aubergines. No, this is your other mutual interest. Ship's anchors. You're always talking about ship's anchors.
We actually have a meeting at 1 o'clock today about ship's anchors.
Yeah. Well, something along those lines anyway.
Melissa Grady asked this. It's a great question, Melissa. Dave, how does a ship's anchor work? Like, I know it lodges in the sea floor and all, but how does it keep a massive ship from moving? And how do they pull it up when they need to? Like, does it not get stuck in the ground on purpose?
Well,
But then how do they get it up, she's saying. And she says, I am confusion, which is a Vine reference from 2008, which I'm really proud of you for using, Melissa. Thank you very much.
Way over my
head. I am confusion. Anyway, first things first. A ship's anchor doesn't weigh anything like the ship itself weighs, okay? So it's light in comparison. For example, the biggest anchor ever made was about 60 tons, but the ship it was put on weighs 560,000 tons.
Okay.
So big ship, big anchor, but it doesn't need to be that big. So the really important element in all of this, which is the fascinating thing for me, is it's the length of the anchor chain that matters. Okay. So when you're properly anchoring a ship, what you do is you let out between 5 and 7 times as much chain as the water is deep. So I'll do a little thing. Let's imagine 100 foot deep water. You let out, say, 600 feet.
Of
anchor chain.
Okay.
And it's the chain, that's called the scope, by the way, that ratio of depth to length. It's called scope. And the idea is that the surface contact on the anchor chain and the friction is what actually slows and stops the ship, not the actual anchor bit that we picture in our head. I'll get onto that. Digging into the ground between two rocks or something. Exactly. And then you think, like, it's going straight down into the sea, whatever. It's not. If you can picture it. So imagine, like, I know I can't draw a graph on the radio or draw a picture on the radio, but imagine the hull of a ship, and then you can see the seabed and you can see the top of the water. You want to get the anchor chain almost straight, and it's 6 times as long as it is deep, and there's that much anchor chain on the ground. That's what's actually slowing a ship. And what's cool, actually, is think about those weights I said earlier on, a 60-ton anchor and a 560,000-ton ship. It doesn't have to stop the ship. It doesn't have to, like, prevent the ship from moving. It has to stop the ship moving against the wind and currents. That's all it has to do. If you think about it, it's not that it has to stop a 560,000-ton ship. It has to be stronger than the force of the wind or the force of the current at that moment.
Because the ship will have presumably stopped.
Because the ship has stopped.
Yeah.
The ship has got its engines off. It's just sitting there.
Yes.
So as long as it can be stronger than the force of whatever's trying to move the ship, not the ship itself.
Okay.
The anchor head, so if you picture the traditional kind of, I got a tattoo on Popeye the Sailor Man with the anchor, those bits that stick out the ends are called flukes. Okay, and they are sharp pieces. And in modern design, they're designed a bit differently, but they do dig into the ground and they do get buried and they do help anchor the chain, which in turn anchors the ship. But again, it's the increase in friction and all that kind of stuff. Sand is the best material for the flukes to go into, and rocks are actually the worst because it's very hard to get purchase on rocks, whereas on sand it works perfectly. But then the question that Melissa asked, which is, well, then if it's stuck in the sand, and you've got 600 meters or 3 feet of chain, how the hell do you get it back up? So there's a winch on the ship called a windlass. I don't exactly know how you spell that, but I've heard it used a couple of times in my research. And it obviously is a really strong winch with loads of torque that pulls the chain up. And if the flukes do get stuck anywhere, what the ship can do is move vertically over. So if it's over where the thing is stuck and you can pull straight up, it's the engine, the torque of the winch is strong enough to pull it out of any rock or anything like that.
The torque of the winch.
The torque of the winch. Good name for
I'm
a band.
Yeah.
But imagine if it was trying to pull it from, if it was still flattened out and 600 feet away and was trying to pull it and was stuck in the rock, that's much harder than if it's directly above it and just pulls it up.
So the boat might have to go back.
Might even have to go slightly forward and pull it that way and change the direction because of the way the flukes are
caught in. So boats must have to decide ages in advance before they want to stop, right?
There are certain big ships, and oh, we've just got a message in from someone very important, actually. There are certain big ships that actually need to plan anchoring days in advance. They're so big, okay? So, and sometimes if the anchor chain is really caught, right, or the flukes are caught, sometimes the worst thing to get stuck on actually are undersea cables because they're not meant to be, they're not part of the natural sea environment. Mm. And if it gets caught, it can actually be stuck. Yeah. They do have to literally cut through the anchor chain and obviously replace the anchor when they get to port.
What do they do? When they get to port then, what do they do?
Well, they can still slow down and do all the things they need to do, but the anchor, when they're in port, they're going so slowly that the anchor wouldn't be the thing that would stop them. It would be like they go into a
they
dock
and
they bounce off the things or whatever. But listen to this. I just got this in right now, the second. So there's a guy called Captain Mark Maguire who's on TikTok. He's amazing. He is a ship's captain of these massive container ships, freight ships all around the world, right? And he has just sent me a voice note, which I haven't heard yet, but I assume is about anchoring. So listen to
better
this.
Better not be any bad words,
it better not
man.
Be any bad word, Captain Mark Maguire, but have a listen.
Morning, Dave and crew. Captain Mark here. How does an anchor work? Well, on a big commercial ship like mine, for example, we carry two 20-ton anchors connected to about 400 meters of chain on each side of the bow. The anchor is designed to be lowered to the seabed where they tip over and the big flappy parts on the sides, called flukes, dig into the seabed. Once the anchor is set, we pay out the chain. General rule of thumb is to have a chain length of between 5 and 7 times the depth of the water. It should be laid out in a nice long line from the anchor to the bow along the seabed, and it's actually the weight and the friction of the chain on the seabed that holds the ship in place, not the anchor itself. It does a bit, but not a lot. Slow on.
I mean, come on. When the ship's captain literally just reinforces everything I've just said.
You're the best boy.
My research was pretty good, right?
Top of the class, gold star.
Yeah, thank
I
you
do
very
feel
much.
Like I'm in school.
There's
I
a bit
like
of that.
I feel like Emer understood more than I did. And my husband also texted me to say, because he's listening, bet you don't think my golf stories are boring now.
Yes, Johnny. Touche, brother. Touche.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.